Investigators have found no evidence of collusion.
My worst enemies, they walk out, they say, there is no collusion, but we'll continue to look.
Asked about North Korea, President Trump said, we'll see what happens. Adding the U.S. has a lot of support from other nations.
Fox Radio's Rachel Sutherland, Fox News, we report, you decide.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialists. For a free quote, call 1-800-577-2058. AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialists. They support everything you love.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have a very chilly day underway today, but milder over the weekend. A good bit of cloudiness today. Sunshine will be limited. Kind of a cold day with a high only around 49, but you add in that northwest breeze at 10 to 16, it'll make it seem a lot colder than it is. Tonight, partly cloudy, colder, overnight low 30. Tomorrow, mostly sunny. Nice day. High in the upper 50s tomorrow. We'll go down to the 40s tomorrow night with a great forecast for the Camellia Bowl. Then scattered showers on Sunday. High in the low 60s. Showers and thunderstorms Sunday night into Monday. Monday's high around 68. Download our weather app and stay on top of the weather changes with push notifications for watches and warnings, plus access to all my blog updates and videos. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
These are headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell Jay. Major cuts coming to the Montgomery Public School System. The board had several options. The one the board chose stated that if the board decided against cutting its own compensation and outsourcing, it would need to cut $5.5 million in full-time positions. Well, the option calls for cutting an estimated 101 teachers and administrators, as well as approximately 30 non-certified employees, janitors, bus drivers, cafeteria workers. Dr. Ed Richardson has to approve the option. The board meets with him Monday. Chief Financial Officer Jason Taylor said the cuts will happen relatively immediately and do not include cuts to the central office. And Paul Canseno was training with the Air Force in Montgomery back in 2010. He visited the Montgomery Humane Society and found a Chihuahua named Texas. Then he got deployed to Afghanistan, but he kept up with Texas, sending him birthday presents. The Petco Foundation found out where these two buddies' friendship started and sent the Montgomery Humane Society $5,000. That's headlines. I'm Wendell Jay.
Hey, everyone. Christy from Blue Water Broadcasting, and we are live on location at Riverside Chevrolet for the last day this week. And for the entirety of this promotion, we are going around to all 14 sponsor locations today and picking up all the food barrels from all those locations. This will be a big day for us. We want to thank all of you so much for those of you who participated and brought by your food donations and all of our sponsors. We could not have done it without you guys. We're going to be at Riverside Chevrolet today from 11:30 to 1. If you are a last-minute person and you have not brought by your donations yet and you still want to, we are here until 1 o'clock. That's going to be your very last absolute time you can do it, though. So make sure you stop by if you haven't already. And again, thank you to everyone for your kindness and generosity. Because of that, a lot of needy families are going to have food this holiday season. Thank you so much, and happy holidays to all of us at Blue Water Broadcast.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Give joy, get joy at Kohl's Super Saturday. Shop early to save big and get Kohl's cash. Presents for them, Kohl's cash for you. Give joy with a sweater for her for just $14.99. Star Wars toys are 50% off, and a diamond bracelet is only $89.99. Plus, take an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more. Give joy, get joy. Saturday at Kohl's. Select styles, 20% offer valid December 10th through 24th with promo code SNOWBALL. Some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
Right now at the Home Depot, buy a select toolkit and get another tool free. Choose from top brands like DeWalt, Rigid, Milwaukee, and Makita. Then choose another tool to put under the tree as well. A toolkit from the Home Depot makes a great gift. And right now, it makes two great gifts. Buy a select toolkit, get another tool free. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through January 24th, 2018, U.S. only while supplies last. One transaction per customer. See store for details.
Hey, River Region, Dave Ramsey here. The thing about Christmas is it's the same time every year. This means you have absolutely no excuse not to plan ahead and budget for gifts. I recommend you visit my friends at Southern Homes and Gardens, Alabama's premier Christmas store. Southern Homes and Gardens is locally owned and operated for over 38 years, and they carry a huge variety variety of long-lasting, lifelike Christmas trees, always 50% off. You can also get gorgeous poinsettias and holiday greenhouse favorites for your gift buying. They have a wide selection of budget-friendly pre-wrapped gifts, plus an endless selection of store-wide gift specials, up to 50% off and on-site personalization. Choose from exquisite decor and hundreds of ornaments. So visit Southern Homes and Gardens today. Call 334-387-0440. Or visit southernhomesandgardens.com. Tell them Dave sent you.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The FCC has rolled back an Obama-era rule on net neutrality.
The net neutrality rule regulates the internet like a public utility.
Regulation is a stealth taxation.
Vice President Pence is delaying a planned trip to Israel in case his tie-breaking vote is needed in the Senate to get tax reform over the line.
21st Century Fox is being sold to Disney, a $52 billion deal.
Texas Republican Congressman Blake Farenthold won't seek re-election.
Iran is violating international agreements.
U.S. Air Force stealth fighters intercepted two Russian attack jets over Syria.
A firefighter killed in Southern California.
Toyota's goal is to boost its sales of hybrids, electric and fuel cell vehicles to 5.5 million units.
A deadly collision between a school bus and a train in southern France.
And in Ontario, police say four people were killed in a helicopter crash north of Kingston.
Four times in my life, America's been at war. Such a tragic waste of lives that it makes you realize how desperately the world needs a lasting peace. Just across the hall here in the White House is the Roosevelt Room, named after the two Roosevelts who served here, one a Republican, one a Democrat. Many decisions are made in that room, and often as I meet with my staff, I gaze up at the five service flags, each representing one of the five military services, and draped from each flag are battle streamers, signifying every battle campaign fought since the Revolutionary War. Each ribbon a remembrance of a time when American men and women spilled their blood into the soil of distant lands. My fondest hope for this presidency is that the people of America give us the continued opportunity to pursue a peace so strong and so lasting that we'd never again have to add another streamer to those flags.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
44 degrees outside. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey Clark.
Hello, hello, hello.
You kind of ready to go today, aren't you?
Yeah.
It'll be a big weekend for Joey, son.
Yeah, it's always good to just do a little bit of a getaway. Not a huge vacation, but it's good to go see folks. Like, I always love, like, meeting people I've only talked to over the phone for radio shows. It's great to just be able to sit down and have a conversation.
There you go. I agree with that. I don't know what's going on with the phone today. Mm-hmm. Oh, man, this thing's got a mind of his own today. We got a lot kind of going on. I'll get the stock market report for you in just a second here. As soon as my phone will load, it's like, I'm not going to do that for you. You haven't been nice to me. It's going to be a big weekend. I'm really excited about this weekend. It's just like, nah, not going to do that.
Well, the weather looks like it's going to be beautiful here in Montgomery.
It is. It's going to be. I think rain comes in on Sunday. But everything else, we're good to go. 272-9228, first time callers, need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the Fresh Market gift card, $50 gift card, by the way, and you will love Fresh Market. If you haven't been, you need to go by and see them. Also, we're doing the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. That is open to any caller. You just have to say something. you know, talk to me for a little bit and then say, would you please put me in for the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket? It's, I tell you, it's the pecan capital of Montgomery County. It's a, I am very impressed. I need to put a picture up the goodies that they had out when I was there last. Heading down there this weekend for sure. Oh, man. We got a lot going on here. We've got FCC chairman talking about net neutrality. We have CPA is going to be talking about our the tax situation, so you can kind of load up on that. This FBI stuff is really starting to get out there, and we've had several different angles of that. Trump calls the Russian calls Putin, and Trump went and visited the FBI down in Quantico, where the academy is and also the labs are.
It's kind of how he went and visited the CIA right after the election and all the bad blood, so to speak.
Yeah, and so he got a warm reception. He actually was there, and he said, I was talking to the FBI agents and the trainees and saying, talking about the fake media, fake news back there, and everybody was laughing at that. But locally here in Montgomery, let's get to Montgomery Public School System cutting personnel.
Drastic changes to public education in Montgomery. Tonight, the school board has voted on cuts affecting the entire system.
The board had to choose one of four budget options in order to meet requirements of the current state intervention.
And there was no good decision. All four of those options included major staffing cuts. School closings are also likely. WSFA 12 News reporter Morgan Young is at MPS headquarters with these new developments. Morgan, I understand the board approved budget scenario 3. So what exactly does that mean?
Well, Mark, like you said, they did approve number 3. It was a quick meeting tonight with a lot of MPS employees present. Budget number 3 allows the system to keep all of its contract employees. That's about 750 of them. But it does include cutting 114 certified positions. These are your teachers, your administrators, and your specialists, and an additional 30 classified positions. These are the technology professionals and your food workers. Chief Academic Officer Dr. Reginald Eggleston told the board going into this vote that it would not be an easy decision, but it was one that they had to make today. The board will now give its decision to State Superintendent Dr. Ed Richardson for his approval. And if he approves it, CFO Jason Taylor says these cuts will happen relatively immediately. He said towards the beginning of January is when they will start.
The
Well, we knew this was coming.
Yeah, we knew it was coming. And there were some people that were there that were kind of upset that the positions were going to be not there. And I was watching particularly the moms and the former teachers talk about it. And talk about just being self-absorbed with your viewpoint of something versus a holistic overall good. Yep. But this is an example. They're going, you know, it's going to change class sizes. We're going to have to go from 20 to 22 or something like that. I mean, this is not a big deal, but everybody's going to make it a big deal. And I'll tell you something. You wouldn't have this problem if you didn't have tenure and you didn't have where you couldn't let somebody who's tenured go and make a good buying decision on who needs to be teaching.
Well, and people are wondering, the public schools, when first kind of got these set up and got them going, they were incredible schools. It's because, yeah, when you're being entrepreneurial, even in the public, with public dollars, taxpayer dollars, and you're first getting and going, you're probably going to have a good school. But over decades, it becomes about the system, not about being creative and innovative. And people start to love the system, the way it works, for security reasons, whatever. You know, life is comfortable in this way. And people also, I think, have pride. Like, don't tell me what I'm doing is wrong. I'm a good person. I'm a good teacher. and you hear a lot of that.
Well, you look at the school system back when I was in it, and you look at it now, it's two completely different things. Yeah. I mean, when I was in Cloverdale in third, fourth grade, it was a really good school to be in. Floyd was also, where Jack and I both went. Jeff Davis was a good school system. It started to get, by the time I got to be a senior, it started kind of dragging a little bit. But when we got the government too involved in the school system, and you started doing this M2M busing, minority to majority busing, and all this kind of stuff, it really changed. And if somebody had a choice to go where they wanted to go and you had levels of entry into schools, that's one of the biggest things. If you had a level of entry to get into school other than the magnet school that you had, then I think you would have a much better product. Well, the only problem is they would be scared to death that you'd look in a room and everybody would look the same.
Well, and that's already happening. And it's also already happening. People are going to the school they want if it's a public school, but they're doing it if they have the money. It's moving, buying a house in a certain area. Because you have it zoned, people are going to go to and live in a certain neighborhood to get to a certain school. I knew a guy whose parents really bit the bullet in the Birmingham area, so he'd go to Mountain Brook.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how it works. And let's not kid ourselves. The public schools in the state are already segregated. You have black parts of town, you have white parts of town. There's some mixing, but it's not how it was like when my dad went there and you went there in the 70s.
No, man, it's vastly different, and we're destroying people. We're destroying kids with our education system. You look at a graduate that comes out of ACA or St. James or Trinity or the Montgomery Academy, a public school student that's not in a lamp magnet program. Now, let me specify that. Not within a magnet program. That student is at such a disadvantage compared to those other kids because they don't need the government school. They need a lot of remediation. They need some counseling in there. There's a lot going on in their lives, and trying to get a one-size-fits-all government school system isn't the answer to it.
And my experience as a Catholic, I AP'd out of, I didn't have to take any history in college. And for some reason, I had to take one English class, and my teacher said, I might have told you the story before, but handed out papers, and, you know, once you get your paper, you can go. We're not having class today. He skips me until I'm the only person left in the room. And he goes, son, you did the assignment completely wrong. You misread it. You're supposed to compare scholarly work to editorial work. You compare two editorials. But your writing is so damn good that I'm giving you a B+. And he made a comment of, you must have gone to a private school that focused on things like, you know, religion and philosophy and English and literature.
Critical thinking.
And said, exactly. He said, yeah, the poor girls in the back of the class, he didn't give their names, said, I can tell they can't even put a sentence together. They can speak well, they can carry themselves well, but when it comes to writing a paper, just way behind.
That was one thing when I went from Wofford College to a brief stint at University of Alabama. I was really shocked at the people that were sitting in a classroom that I would be in, and how they didn't really come to school prepared.
Like the basics.
Yeah. I mean, they were just kind of listening to lecture, and the thinking part of things that I learned at Wofford was completely different. NewsHour 93.1, don't forget Sweet Creek Farm Market gift drawing today. You can get in as a general caller, 272-9228. We'll be right back.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hey there, this is Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Attention all active military and veterans. If you have honorably served in the armed forces, then you qualify for a VA home loan, guardsmen and reservists included. This program offers 100% financing. You have earned this exclusive benefit. 100% financing means no money down for a home purchase. Your service is your down payment. But if you're looking to refinance, then you can cash out up to 100% of your home's value. Unlock the equity in your home by refinancing today. It's time to pay off that high-interest credit card debt and make those home improvements, or take a vacation. Alabama Home Mortgage appreciates your service to our nation. Call us today at 567-4223 or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's ALAHomemortgage.com, so we can thank you personally. That's 567-4223. NMLS 372374. Equal housing lender.
It's freezing outside. We need to get away.
Then we should head over to Wind Creek Montgomery. They're giving away 5 more trips for 2 to the Renaissance Aruba Resort and Casino. And they're throwing in $1,000 cash.
Aruba sounds great to me right now.
We can earn entries between now and January 13th. And on the 13th, Wind Creek Montgomery is giving away 5 trips for 2 to Aruba, including airfare. Where are you going, honey?
I'm heading to Wind Creek Montgomery.
Find your winning moment.
Celebrate the holidays with a special gift from Cronier's Fine Jewelry. What woman wouldn't love a pair of stunning and elegant diamond earrings from Cronier's? Honor the special person in your life. Cronier's Fine Jewelry. When you believe in forever. Celebrate the holidays with a special gift from Cronier's Fine Jewelry. Stunning diamond bracelets are available in breathtaking designs at Cronier's Fine Jewelry. Honor the special person in your life. Cronier's Fine Jewelry. When you believe in forever.
If you are considering selling some land or a buyer looking to invest in a quality tract of land, call David Harrell at the Southern Land Brokers.
This is David Harrell with the Southern Land Brokers, and I'd like to personally thank all of our friends and clients for their support and dedication to this company.
Buying or selling land, call the Southern Land Brokers, 334-224-9520. That's 224-9520. The Southern Land Brokers, the company that puts integrity first.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by proof pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car Stamp of Approval. What is proof pricing? That's Jack Ingram's best price, simple and clear, with true price comparisons from third-party leaders. And when it comes to saving you money, there's nothing better than seeing the proof. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche certified vehicles in our area, or shop hundreds of other pre-owned mates starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 3 days to return it for a full refund. Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars has hundreds of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit your needs. And if by some small chance they don't have it, they will find it for you and deliver it to your driveway. Confidence and trust is a Jack Ingram Signature Used Car guarantee.
Come see me, Tip James, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on Eastern Boulevard, or shop online at jackingram.com.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Dan Morris Show.
That's where we are. Drink my wine. Let's go to T-Spear. T-Spear, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Good morning. I tell you what, I want people to guess where I am. I am looking at sweet potatoes and green beans and squash and peanuts and pecans.
I know where you are.
Fresh tomatoes and oranges and tangerines and absolutely some of the most beautiful canned items you have ever seen in your life.
Wait, did you find the Garden of Eden?
AKA Sweet Creek Farmer's Market?
Okay. I am at Sweet Creek Farmer's Market today.
That is great.
This is phenomenal. This is so good for Montgomery and for the state of Alabama. I mean, to see the sign, we buy from small local farmers first is tremendous, because that encourages our farmers to put out their produce. They have their line of canned goods, which is tremendous. Then they have handmade soaps and candles. I tell you what, this is truly a remarkable place that Reed Ingram has put together.
Well,
this is great, and I thank you so much.
Oh, absolutely. I tell you something, if you want to have a great sandwich, is have the Cuban sandwich there or have a bowl of camp stew. It's absolutely spectacular.
I may get a bowl of camp stew to take with me. I've got some more shopping to do in Montgomery today, but to get the opportunity to come by here is just remarkable, and the people of Montgomery and your surrounding area. really do need to take advantage of this and support this industry. This is really great. Thank you.
T. Spear, I really appreciate the telephone call. If Reed Ingram's around there, tell him I said hi.
I will do so. I see him going in the restaurant now.
Thanks, T. Spear. Really appreciate the telephone call. Another happy Dan Moore Show listener and satisfied customer, Sweet Creek Farm Market. We're doing the gift basket today. So if you want in, call so we can get you lined up here. Let's see which way we want to go here. Let's get into the tax stuff because that was of importance. I'm going to see about getting a CPA once we kind of conclude what's happening, which actually may... I think we got a report about Marco Rubio and all that kind of stuff, but I think it's kind of working out here. Let's listen to the CPA talking about tax plan brackets and write-offs.
The first one comes from Tom, and he says, how many tax brackets will there be?
Well, right now we have 7. The House wanted to take it down to 4. However, the Senate said, no, we like it at 7.
Thanks,
so
Senate.
So it looks like we're going to stay at 7 at this point.
Does that mean
rates will be lower?
Okay, rates will be lower, got it.
But still 7 brackets.
Are the income brackets? Brackets different, you know, meaning are they just lowered at every bracket or could you be moved into a different
bracket? No, they have shifted as well with the point of trying to bring everybody down just a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
What's the final verdict with the state and local tax deductions?
Listen to this.
Well, all of us have had our fingers crossed on this one, right?
If you're from New York,
absolutely. So what it looks like the final plan is going to be $10,000 of SALT deduction. However, it's not going to be limited just to real estate taxes. That's what the talk was. Now they're going to allow that deduction, $10,000. It could include real estate taxes, income taxes, sales taxes. So a little bit of flexibility there.
That's an important part. Now, it doesn't have as large of an impact on us as it does New York or California or Illinois, but it still is a big deal that you're going to be able to itemize those how much you're paying on state tax, and then also your mortgage interest rates that are there. Charitable deductions are still in as of right now. But this guy is pretty good, and I'm going to try to see about getting a really good friend of mine who's a very good CPA in the studio to answer questions once it's all ironed out. He said, I really don't want to speculate until we know what it actually is. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Richard. Richard, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Good chilly Friday, man.
Hey, TGIF and all that.
Hey, man, I'll tell you. You don't reckon John McCain is in the hospital and will conveniently come out of the hospital right after the tax vote, do you?
There's a lot of speculation on there. His office is saying, and I talked to somebody up on the Hill today on the Senate side, his office is saying he's there because of a reaction to the chemo and to some special treatment that they were doing on him. And that can be pretty fierce on you, as I can tell you and as Joey can tell you from his mother. But that's what they're saying. They're not saying it's a long-term thing. They're not saying he's going in and not coming back out. But I think, knowing how John McCain likes to be the center of attention, if he's going to vote the right way, I could see him getting in an ambulance or getting in a car and driving to the U.S. Senate and going and putting his vote in like he did the last time he voted no, because he likes that attention.
Didn't he have to vote yes, or did he vote yes on the Senate version that came back to the House? Do you know that?
He did.
He did?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I bet that killed him to vote with Donald Trump on something. Poor guy. Well, that's just interesting. It all seems to be so coincidental, and I'm glad Rubio's pulling over, because they better do something, buddy. They better. Don't you think?
What are you talking about, on Rubio's issue?
Yeah, I think they've done. So, I think they've resolved Rubio's issue, from what the news reports say.
Yeah, they're saying that they think they're going to be able to hit this number. We just don't know what the number is yet. And what that was, it was $2,000, and then they dropped it down to $1,100. And he didn't want to do that. He wanted it to be higher than $1,100. We don't know what the number he wants. So
the latest report is $1,500. By the way, according to Rush.
Okay.
So they said he has agreed to that.
Well, I'm glad you're listening to Rush Limbaugh.
Well, I mean, the first hour, it just has lots of information, and I kind of go back and forth And then whatever I hear, little tidbits like that, I can pass on to you guys.
Yeah, no need to do that, but thanks.
Oh, yeah, okay, good, man. You guys have a great weekend, and I'll talk to you Monday. Thank you.
Thanks for your time. Stock market is up 140 points, by the way. Let's listen to the second part of this CPA talking about tax plan, real estate tax, senior citizen, and medical expenses.
And you suggested if you could prepay next year's property taxes due, because then you can deduct them this year at the full amount.
That is a possibility. So what we were talking about is individuals are cash basis taxpayers, which means if you pay for something in a certain year, you would get the deduction in that year. So with real estate taxes being limited or knocked out, depending,
right,
you could potentially prepay 2018. However, that's a gray area because the IRS could turn around down the road and say that's tax avoidance.
Okay. Yeah,
so,
of course,
because the motivation there is not to pay the tax.
No, the motivation is to help the federal government.
Yes, get that money in there.
It's all how you spin it. Right. Arlene has this question as well, asking, what does the tax bill do for seniors? All she hears about is middle class.
So seniors, per se, are not carved out anywhere right here. What it really comes down to is income levels. So if you're a high income earner and you're a senior, your age is not relevant here. So it really is based upon your income levels, not your age.
But if you are on a lot of medications, and a lot of seniors are, aren't there some tax breaks for that?
Well, there was talk that the medical deduction was going away, which would have really hurt a lot of people, particularly seniors. However, that deduction is back as far as we know right now. So that's a good thing.
Now, that is a very good thing. There were several people in the audience that were very concerned about that. We received several emails. I had one couple that they have over $20,000 worth of medical expense, and not being able to mark that off was going to be big. But they not only did that, they improved it because they changed it from 10% to 7.5%.
We have a traffic update that's
important. Please.
Yes, Highway 14 in Coosada Parkway, a log or a limb has gone through somebody's windshield. The caller said emergency vehicles are not there yet. This just happened. So Highway 14, Coosada Parkway, look out because the car will be stopped. As he described it, a log is through the windshield.
Gosh, I hope it's not one of these log trucks where it came off or something. Gosh. News Talk 93.1, if somebody else is around that area and wants to call in and give us an update, 272-9228, we're going to be way back.
Listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Kind of way out of here, said a joker to the thief. There's too much confusion, I can't get no relief.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Brubaker Motors. What's new at Brubaker? It's our end-of-the-year sale. All remaining 2017 models must go. Come see us or go online at Brubaker.com for our specials. The all-new Kia Stinger GT sedan with 360 horsepower. Available soon. Kia, for the second year in a row, is number one in J.D. Power initial quality, edging out Porsche for the second year. See our other models, all value-priced, ready to sell. Our Prattville and Montgomery Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, and Fiat locations. Great deals this month on our huge selection of Ram trucks, especially during hunting season. Throw all the kids into the back of the Pacifica, a new type of people mover, and the always popular, great to drive anywhere Jeep Grand Cherokee, the leader in SUVs for decades. Infiniti, sporty luxury, the all-new QX30 compact SUV crossover, or the carry-everything-in-style QX80, big enough to carry all your stuff, but nimble as a cat. Hundreds to choose from. And don't forget our award-winning service departments. All locations have express oil change, all value-priced and convenient. Only at Brubaker Motors.
When you have a foundation problem, you want two things. You want it fixed, and you don't want to spend one dime more than you have to. Whether it's for your home or business, Parrott Structural Services can handle the job. Integrity, experience, and value is what Parrott Structural Services is all about. Call 334-517-0389 and have Parrott Structural Services drop by for an estimate today. With 37 years in the business, you're in good hands with Parrott Structural Services. 334-517-0389. That's 334-517-0389. Or online at ParrottSS.com.
Accidents come in all sizes, from the little parking lot ding in your door, to the next-door neighbor's kid and his skateboard, to the full-blown uh-oh in traffic. Precision Body and Paint can handle all of your... Precision Body and Paint has been repairing dings, scrapes, and crashes in the river region since 1986. They pride themselves on quality, affordable auto body repair. They fix your vehicle right the first time. Precision's technicians have years of experience, and their goal is 100% customer satisfaction. Remember, if you are in an accident, it's your choice which collision repair facility repairs your car. Insist on Precision Body and Paint. 4245 Atlanta Highway. Estimates are free, and Precision Body and Paint works with all insurance companies. They handle collision repair, auto glass and mirror repair, hail damage, or body trim repair. So if you have a... or even a little door ding, call Precision Body and Paint at 277-2080. Like them on Facebook. Remember, Precision Body and Paint won't sleep until your car is perfect.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
If I could write a letter to Santa, I'd ask for more money for the holidays. I always come up short, especially since I'm stuck with a high-interest auto loan. But this year, ASE Credit Union is offering a no-pay for 90 days refinance offer. Talk about the gift that keeps on giving. With my new low rate from ASE, I'll save thousands of dollars over the life of my auto loan. And because I don't have to start payments until after the holidays, I'll get to keep some jingle in my pocket. It will truly be a happy new year. ASE Credit Union, your favorite holiday helper. Equal opportunity lender.
Fox News Radio. I'm Lillian Wu. Republican lawmakers hoping to push their tax reform bill across the finish line, appealing to holdouts like Senator Marco Rubio, who was unhappy with the child tax credit for lower-income families. A short while after President Trump said,
"We're putting in a tremendous child tax credit, and it is increasing on a daily basis."
Republican Representative Chris Noem saying that a portion of an expanded child tax credit has risen to $1,400. The president also slamming the FBI a short while before leaving to address a graduating class at Quantico.
The president blasted the Russia investigation, saying congressional investigators have found no evidence of collusion.
My worst enemies, they walk out, they say, "There is no collusion, but we'll continue to look."
Asked about North Korea, President Trump said, "We'll see what happens," adding the U.S. has a lot of support from other nations.
Fox Radio's Rachel Sutherland, Fox News. We report, you decide.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. There's been a recent increase in pay, plus a $1,000 sign-on bonus for regional and over-the-road drivers. Visit WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have a very chilly day underway today, but milder over the weekend. A good bit of cloudiness today. Sunshine will be limited. Kind of a cold day with a high only around 49, but you add in that northwest breeze at 10 to 16, it'll make it seem a lot colder than it is. Tonight, partly cloudy, colder, overnight low 30. Tomorrow, mostly sunny. Nice day. High in the upper 50s tomorrow. We'll go down to the 40s tomorrow night with a great forecast for the Camellia Bowl. Then scattered showers on Sunday. High in the low 60s. 60s. Showers and thunderstorms Sunday night into Monday. Monday's high around 68. Download our weather app and stay on top of the weather changes with push notifications for watches and warnings, plus access to all my blog updates and videos. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Blue Haven Pools can show you how you can swim in virtually chemical-free bottled water. Save hundreds every month in maintenance costs. Call Blue Haven Pools today, 277-3100. The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
84, my friend, you are funny. There was a time. Okay, guys, don't forget, we're getting in for the drawing. Sweet Creek Farm Market, gift basket. Ooh, man, they got so many good things in there. Of a friend of mine. The tables have turned. Okay, let's go to the phones and go to Laird. Laird, welcome aboard the DMR show.
Hey, Dan. I hope you guys are doing good today.
Doing outstanding.
All right, good. Well, y'all were talking about education earlier, so I want to chime in a little bit. First, I'd like to tell you about the great-grandfather, Big Pop. Big Pop was born during Reconstruction in the South, a time of extreme austerity. He considered himself a well-educated man, had about 5 years of formal education. He could read. He would read to us stories from the newspaper, Reader's Digest, under the yellow lamp on the back screen porch and make the stories exciting and interesting. He could write. He knew the form to write a letter and could write a good letter. He could cipher, which is an old word for basic mathematics, including fractions. And he knew civics, which was American history and government. He considered himself an educated man. My in-laws graduated from a small high school, small town in Nebraska. My mother-in-law could take shorthand dictation and type at a very high rate. I don't remember what the value was. And my father-in-law was an executive in the pharmaceutical industry for 40 years and managed his own investment accounts. Now, today, we spend more in inflation-adjusted dollars on students than we did either on Big Pop or Margie and Pops, and the product we get is a whole lot worse. Why is that?
Because of the student that you're trying to educate.
I think you're exactly right.
You can go to the Montgomery Academy, and you can pay $12,000 a year, and that's roughly $3,000 more than what the Montgomery Public School is. But you come out with a product out of there because of who walks through the door is so good. And you can go to ACA, which is, for the money, I think it's the best bang for your buck that's out there. And you're going to get a good product of an education that's there.
Yeah, but I think you're right.
If you're at a disadvantage and you're going through the government school system and you're in fourth grade, but you're really educated to a second grade level, you're doomed for failure. And you've got to put so much into that and so much attention to that student.
Yep, I agree. I think you've got to consider the raw material you're working with. And it's just a shame the schools are so bad now, and I don't see any solution to the problem. Certainly more government, more management, more involvement is not going to do it.
I agree.
All right. Thank you, Dan.
Thank you. Appreciate the telephone call. Let me go to James. James, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan. I wanted to get my birthday so I could maybe get drawn, your Garden of Eden.
Sweet Creek Farm Market?
Sweet Creek. Yeah, the Garden
okay,
of Eden.
Well, sound good. Give me your month and day.
12/23.
Okay, what else do you have to say other than asking to be in the drawing?
I wanted to... for you to explain three things about the military for me. I really like to listen on Sundays when the colonel's on. I don't know if you hear it. It's America something, but it's all about the military. It's great on your program. But, when they say, hoo-ah, is that the Army or...
That's the Marines.
Marines? Okay. Mm-hmm. And before... And before you've explained Simplify, I wanted to get that straight because I didn't quite understand it.
What it means?
Yes, sir. You hear the military guys saying Simplify? Simplify?
Simplify. It simplifies a Latin phrase, always faithful, always loyal, or always loyal.
Yeah, semper fidelis.
And that's
or something like that.
Marines, okay. And third thing is, every election, we don't get the, this isn't concerning Moore or anybody, but all across the country, they don't get our military votes in. Why can't they get a system so that our fighters out there can't vote and it get there first in line rather than never get counted?
Well, I'm not sure if they never get counted. As the question is, does it, when you do the count, does it matter? And, you know, being in the military, it's always not necessarily the most convenient to go out and vote.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
James, I've got your name in for the Sweet Creek Farm Market.
All right, sir. Thank you.
Thank you
very much.
Have a great weekend. Let's go to Cooper. Cooper, how are you, my man?
I'm better now.
Good.
Listen, Dan, who do you think we might put up in 3 years?
You know, it is amazing the number of people who are asking me that question. I think there are a lot of people are going to look at several things. They're going to look at what happens during the midterm and what is Trump's popularity and how bad has Doug Jones messed up or not messed up. And I think that's probably going to tell us a lot about getting the right candidate.
We're definitely going to have somebody that's squeaky clean.
No doubt about that. Somebody's going to be going through that with a fine tooth comb.
So we have to find like the most boring person ever.
Not me.
Boring we can live with.
Indeed.
Do you see any way that Jones can move to the middle enough to get reelected?
Well, you got a couple of things that are going to happen here. Number one is the midterm election. What he's going to do is, if you look at the timetable here, you've got an election that's going to happen in 11 months from now. And that's going to possibly change.
He won't be in that, though, will he?
No, he won't be in that. The 2020 election. But that could change the dynamic. If it becomes more Republican, the question, will Jones become more obstructionist? If it becomes less Republican, does he become more participatory with the Democrats and get bad things done, potentially? But I think the midterm election is going to have a lot to do with what Jones does.
I don't know. I just have got to think. He's sitting there thinking, I've got Nancy and Chuck on one side of me, and I've got the people that are going to vote again on me in 2020 in Alabama. It's going to be, I don't know, how is he going to please both parties?
He's not going to be able to, because, I mean, he's just thankful that he's there. He's going to be able to.
He's going to be happy for 3 years?
I think... You know, he's going to be happy enough with the 3 years that he's not going to change and do something different that will be against the Democrats.
Yeah. Well, we're just not to live with it for 3 years. But I went tonight watching the election from, you know, being mildly. I really wasn't all that disappointed, to tell you the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And the more I thought about it, I think we're going to come out okay. I don't know how much damage he can do in 3 years. I hate to lose that vote in the Senate, but that would have been hung around our neck like a albatross for 3 years.
Yeah, and the other thing that's going to happen here is the fact that you have one less Republican, I think the message is going to get out that you need to have more Republicans, and here's why. And I think that's going to make the midterm for the Senate in particular more conducive for Republicans.
Yeah, well, I felt like having one less Republican is going to hopefully make some of these weak-kneed Republicans realize they can't they're going to have to toe the line now, because if they don't, everything's going to go down the tubes.
Yeah, I hear that, without a doubt.
Okie-doke.
Thanks,
if
Cooper.
If you come up with some names.
I can tell you some people. I mean, Tripp Pippen's going to be one. Bradley Byrne is going to be somebody considering. I think Mo Brooks, based on his surgery today, I think he may be in consideration for it. You know, I like all those names. I think all of those. I think John Merrill could be somebody that you could be looking at.
Well, I think just the fact you put an R by any one of those four names you mentioned, you know, assuming that they don't have any skeletons in the closet, they'll win walking, going away from Jones.
Yeah, anybody, and the guy to see, the guy to watch is going to be John Merrill, because he is not. He can run again. He can run in 2018 and win, and then be free open guy in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
So he's somebody.
Hey, enjoying the show.
Thanks.
Thanks for all the good info.
Thanks, Cooper. Appreciate you. Aunt B, coming back to you right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Time, the Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hi, this is Rick Peters, managing partner at Blue Water Broadcasting. For 12 years, we've called Montgomery home. And one thing that we've learned is that local business drives the local economy. It's the lifeblood of our community. So when you're thinking about a purchase, think local first.
Hi, this is Ron Howard with Southeastern Insurance. When you're looking for any type of insurance, look to us. We're competitive in the automobile, homeowners, boat insurance if you're at Lake Martin, or any type of commercial insurance. We're proud to be a local business, and we care about our community.
It's our community. Buy local, think local. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Every morning is different for everybody. Nate gets up for the early shift, while Brad is just getting home from the night shift. Pam runs a PR and a 5K, while Drew runs late to work. Beth proposes a road trip to her boyfriend, while Mark proposes to his girlfriend. Luckily, there's a McDonald's for every morning.
A bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit can make any morning special. Now two for just $3.50 only at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary for a limited time. Single item at regular price.
To all who've asked when McRib is coming back, you've hashtagged about your hunger and posted your passion 29,000 times. You blog, vlog, gift, or gift about your cravings. You even throw back Thursday to that time you had McRib with your cousin and it was glorious. And now it's time to eat one. Then post a picture of it.
Your wait is over. Your favorite McRib sandwich is back. Pick up a McRib Extra Value Meal now for just $4.99, only at McDonald's. At participating stores for a limited time, single item at regular price cannot be combined with combo meal.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Got a new toy on our website, danmorrisshow.com. I have a crime mapping map that goes in, and you can see where crimes are in the city of Montgomery. You've got crimes of theft, burglary, car stealing, and fraud. And it really is neat. So I went to my little part of town and looked at it and had some things that happened not far from me. Looked it down from you.
Last time I checked that, there were a few robberies in the area.
Mainly car thefts.
Yes, and then some vandalism. It gets bad once you cross South Court Street.
Yeah, definitely changes. But even over in my neck of the woods, off of in McGee Estates, we had a burglary over in Allendale Road and one not far from me on Narrow Lane Road. Glad I got my ADT, my applied security concepts security system. Let's go to MB. MB, you can go to my website and see that, danmorrisshow.com. MB, welcome aboard.
Hi, Dan.
Hey,
it's
MB.
Good to talk to you.
Good to be talked to.
Well, you know, I always try to call in. By the time I get to the phone and call you, the subject's changed or somebody's already said what I was going to say. But I wanted to call and get in on the Sweet Quick drawing.
Okay.
My birth date is
9/15. 9/15. Wow. Okay. We've got you in for that, but then what were you going to call about originally?
Well, I was going to call about the education.
Okay, well, what were you going to say?
Okay, you know, 20 years ago, I'm an avid newspaper reader. Now I just read the internet, all the websites that you suggest, and a lot of other things. And I said 20 years ago, that our education system was going down because you can read these articles. They misuse words. The punctuation has gone to heck. Sentence structure, all of that. And it has gotten progressively worse. Just this week, I can't tell you how many instances of their misuse. Different things like that, and I've just been seeing it coming for a long time, and I ran across one of my mom's old school books. It was either a third grade or a fifth grade textbook. It was called A Reader, but I was totally blown away by the education they got. She would have been 93 years old this year.
Yeah,
I couldn't do some of the things that they had in that book.
Really?
Really.
Well.
It was more like what I had in high school, like freshman year or sophomore, math questions, figuring questions, and that was what I was originally going to call in. But I also want to tell you, while I was listening to you talking about this election and the upcoming ones, I wanted to tell you thank you for the education and the information that I get from you. Because my brother will come over. He doesn't have radio in his truck. And he'll come over, and especially before an election, he'll say, what does your guy have to say about this or that?
Oh, wow.
And he's always talking about you.
Well, you know what you need to do? You need to get him a radio for Christmas.
Well, that's what I should do.
It is. Amber, we got your name in for the drawing. I appreciate the telephone call. I'm up against the top of the hour break. You have a great weekend.
Thank you, Dan. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, Dan Marshall. We're going to be back right after this.